And now the game where distinguished people do something undistinguished. As an advisor to President Bill Clinton, he helped shape national policy. As a correspondent for ABC News, he covered pivotal events in our nation's history. And now as the new anchor of Good Morning America, he has interviewed Lady Gaga. He's a man of many talents, and we're very excited to have him join us. George Stephanopoulos, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Hello.
Good to be with all of you. Thank you.
Oh, good to be with you. So you moved from Sundays to every weekday morning on Good Morning America. What's been the most surprising thing about the new gig?
Well, Lady Gaga was pretty surprising.
Yeah.
She's a little more serious than I expected her to be. Actually, what's been most surprising to me is how smooth the transition has been. I think it's in part because there's a lot of news out there right now, but it's also been fun to stretch my wings a little bit.
Right.
What about getting up at some god-awful hour?
I get up at about 3:30, 3:45 every day. Mm. But, you know, that I actually don't mind so much.
Really?
No, not at all.
Why the heck not?
Very good question. But it feels kind of cool to be up when no one else is, and then basically to have at least part of your work day done when everybody else is walking into work.
And when they came to you and they said, we want you to do Good Morning America, because we know what the reputation of morning chat show TV is. Were you like, okay, I'll do it, but only if X or Y or Z, or you want to?
Well, at first I said no.
You said no.
Yeah, just didn't, you know, it wasn't something I was eager to do at first, but David Weston made a pretty compelling case. First of all, there is something really important about morning television. For all the jokes, it is probably one of the last places in television or news where people really look to get the news on television. They wake up, and this is the first place they turn to find out what happened overnight, what happened while I was asleep, before they go on to the rest of their day. And that, you know, and what ABC wanted to do is say, we want to harden that up even more. We want to put even more news into those first 2 hours of the day, and they've done that, and that's been kind of gratifying. And so even though I was reluctant at first, I'm pretty excited about it now.
Have you ever, that's a lot of responsibility, have you ever been tempted to misuse it, as I would? I mean, it's 7 a.m., the missiles are flying. The world is about to end.
Joking.
Sorry. You have always had this reputation as sort of the wunderkind, the young whippersnapper. Even
I'm an old man now.
I know, but still.
I don't know. Well, you have daughters, right, Peter?
I do have daughters.
I had one of these crushing moments just the other day. I came home, and my 7-year-old Elliot gave me a nice hug, looked me straight in the face, and said, "You look like Papu. You look old. Papu is Greek for grandfather." This is how I look like my dad.
Oh, man. But and you said, well, what are you talking about? I was played by Rob Lowe in The West Wing.
Wait, you
have inspired. I don't know of anybody who has inspired more fictional characters than you have. There's Rob Lowe in The West Wing, young, bushy-haired aide to the president.
Wait, now, do we know that, by the way?
Is this
always been a subject.
Was Rob Lowe in The West Wing based on you, George Stephanopoulos?
No, you know, it was more No, it's more the Brad character.
Okay. How about Michael J. Fox in the movie American President?
American, definitely.
Definitely based on you. Okay. How about Kenneth the Page in 30 Rock? Go.
Only in my dreams.
I've heard. I'm just saying. All right. We did this. We have a Twitter account. You know, Wait is our name at Twitter. And we put out the word. We said, George Stephanopoulos is going to be in the show. What should we ask him? And two topics came up over and over. So I'm just going to ask you the questions. This is from our Twitter followers to you. George Stephanopoulos, how do you get that wonderful hair?
Spray on.
Really?
Yeah.
The whole thing is like.
I was in a men's room once, and a guy actually walked up and grabbed my hair.
What? Really? And you said, President Clinton, I'll be out in a minute. Would you just let me do this in peace? No, what happened?
No, the guy grabbed it. He pulled it. He said, I can't believe it's real.
I love the idea that it's spray-on hair. Like, you start bald, you start spraying that stuff on, and 8 hours later, that's what you've got. You just let it dry. Here's the second question. That was the first question. George Stephanopoulos, how are you so dreamy? Twitter followers, not me.
Dreamy?
Dreamy.
Dreamy. Yeah, Roxanne doesn't agree. She begs.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The dreamiest man in Washington is now my junior senator from Massachusetts.
He's pretty dreamy.
I'm sorry.
He is.
I mean, you know, he's
Senator, you ain't gonna catch me in Cosmo.
That's true. No, hang on. So, no, George, I want to ask you, George, what was it like being the young, available, dreamy guy in the White House political scene back in the 90s?
It probably didn't feel exactly how it read, but it was okay.
It was all right.
Well.
You, now, speaking of your wife, Alexandra Wentworth, we understand that your wife, to whom you are currently happily married.
Mm-hmm. For many years.
For many years, mother of your children. You recently had a birthday, which you celebrated on your show. Is that not correct?
That is true.
And what
that
happened? What happened?
I got a little bit of a surprise. She showed up in Diane Sawyer drag.
Wait a minute, stop. What is Diane Sawyer drag?
Now I'm going to get in trouble if I try to answer that question. But let me say, she came, my wife does impersonations. She came on and doing an impersonation of Diane Sawyer, ripped off the wig, and then proceeded to crawl across the anchor desk on the edge of a strip tease to wish me happy birthday and to say, come home.
Ooh,
I got to start getting up in the morning.
Nah.
I mean, J. Fred Muggs never did any of this stuff.
Yeah,
you sure that wasn't Lady Gaga?
Well, George Stephanopoulos, we're delighted to have you with us, and we've invited you here to play a game we're calling...
Mr. Stephanopoulos, meet... Mr. Snuffleupagus.
In fact, we're going to ask you three questions about Mr. Snuffleupagus. Why are we going to do that? Because after all these years of getting his mail, we think you should know something about him. Gene, who is George Stephanopoulos playing for?
Jody Morris Valcacera of Ardmore, Oklahoma.
Sorry, Jody.
No need to apologize. Let's see how you do. So here's your first question. Where was Mr. Snuffleupagus? Before we begin, you know who we're talking about here. Mr. Snuffleupagus?
Are you kidding? My doppelganger, absolutely.
Absolutely. He's a big, furry, almost an elephant-type creature who shambles about Sesame Street.
I met Mr. Snuffleupagus.
You met Mr. Snuffleupagus?
One of the privileges of working in the White House. I got to meet him.
Really?
What's he really
or,
like?
Or is it just that you all lined up for an event and you were alphabetical, so you're right next to each other? You again.
Wait, did you go on Sesame Street, or was this sort of a random...
No, they came to us.
Were they invited, or did the Secret Service try to tackle Mr. Snuffleupagus? All right, anyway, so here's your first question. Where was Mr. Snuffleupagus educated? Was he A, homeschooled by Mr. Hooper? B, was he educated at Snufflegarten? Or at C, the Claremont Colleges of California?
B.
You're going for B, Snufflegarten. You're right, Snufflegarten was where Mr. Snuffleupagus attended. Kids go to kindergarten, Snuffleupaguses go to Snufflegarten.
I thought that was like a grunge band from Seattle.
By extension, George, would you go to Steffagarten?
Anyway, of course, yeah.
Of course you are. All right. Second question. For many years, of course, most people other than Big Bird refused to believe that Mr. Snuffleupagus was real. But in the 1985 Sesame Street season premiere, he was introduced to the wider world by whom? Was it A, Phil Donahue, B, Geraldo Rivera, or C, Elizabeth Taylor?
Ooh. A.
Hey, you're going to go for Phil Donahue?
Yeah.
You're right. Ooh. Phil Donahue appeared in that episode, hosting a documentary called Sesame Street Unpaved, which investigated the mystery of Mr. Snuffleupagus and ultimately broadcast his discovery to the world. This is very good. You're very good about this topic. Your last question, Mr. Snuffleupagus starred in one of the most legendary episodes of Sesame Street ever shot, one that was never aired. What happens in that episode? A hunter tries to shoot Mr. Snuffleupagus for his thick fur. B, Mr. Snuffleupagus' parents get divorced. Or C, Mr. Snuffleupagus accidentally sits on Ernie.
I'll go with A.
You're going to go with A hunter tries to shoot Mr. Snuffleupagus for his fur? Is that your choice?
Yeah.
No, I'm afraid it was B, Mr. Snuffleupagus' parents get divorced. That episode, which was taped, shown to kids who hated it, and then re-edited and shown to kids who hated it even more, is legendary.
I didn't know they focus grouped Sesame Street.
They did. Well, they did. They were afraid in this case because they wanted to do a show about divorce, but in a way that was the kids could relate to because kids' parents get divorced. And they taped this thing, and the kids just hated it.
So did
even though Mrs. Snuffleupagus, my God, she was impossible to get along with. I mean, honestly, best thing
actually,
for them.
Actually, she went back and retook her maiden name, which was Hooper.
Gene, how did George Stephanopoulos do on our quiz?
Always been Snuffleupagus to me. George got two correct, and so Jody gets Carl Castle's voice on her home answering machine.
Well done, George Stephanopoulos.
All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, thank you. It's great to have you. George Stephanopoulos is the new host of Good Morning America on ABC. You can find him there bright and early every weekday morning. George, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Wait, don't tell me.
Take care.
It's fun to have you. Bye-bye.